What are we
up to new test? New test.
I don't know, this is about pizza or something.
Pizza?
Pro pizza or not pro pizza, what happened?
We're very pro pizza.
With mushrooms, without mushrooms.
You make mazzonos?
How many pieces?
Pepperoni.
How many pieces of mazzonos?
Pepperoni pizza.
Wow.
Alright, Srika Lahasura Salikul Khanimsa Basidki Hati for 9 Shalaya Diamond. I think that's what we left off. Right, you test? So she needs to remove the dirt that's found in the cracks of the nails. Shalaya Diamond Raglaim. So what exactly is that?
But this is only a minhag, right? Down the bottom he says this is a minhag, that the women have a minhag to do this.
Do what?
To cut their nails and everything. Not that
they're... We're not dealing with cutting
nails. I know, but I'm just...
Now we're dealing with cracks in the nails.
Quick chazara. It's only a minute. It's not chiyav to cut your nails.
Right.
Cuticle?
Nekar Adam is not a chiyav.
So what? Okay.
So what is a cuticle?
Isn't that the skin over here?
Right, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute.
It's not
on the side. It's
top.
All that skin that's around this.
What? It's called skin. That extra skin at the top. It's
called bottom.
Why is it the top? Would you the bottom?
Depends which way you're holding your nails.
Simon knows.
Where your hand is.
Here, you can still play it.
I hope my kids are still sleeping if I'm not putting them to sleep with this. So you got to remove. So if there's cracks in the nails, I don't know. I don't see any cracks in my nails, but I guess there are nails that have cracks.
No.
So you got to clean them out. You don't have to clean it more than necessary. Right? She should do what she's able to do. So there's only a limited amount of crazy that she can make herself to get rid of these.
Almost like this.
Knowing women, they can make themselves really crazy. So in order for you to make themselves crazy, to get rid of the dirt in the cracks in the nails. Right? Isha Shiyeshla Pitria fungus. Right? The Kashala Laftach is exfarin. So because of that fungus, so it's difficult for her to cut the nail. Tarachach is exfarin, so she should soften it. The Saftach Masha Tuchel, and cut what she's able to. But Tanaka is a lichla kafi yachalta, and clean the lichla kawai she does. As much as she's able to do, be a chal lichla kafi, and then she's able to be tovah like that. Same klal that we've had through all these halachas, that if she has difficulty doing something with the chafifa, so she softened it up, and that'll be enough. Right? Zipiran shenistakom miroish etzba klapi mata. If you have a nail that's cracked from the top of the etzba, which you guys can find out what that is, klapi mata. I don't know why that requires a touch, but felt it needed a touch. But it's still the mice that's attached to the body. Does that mean a hangnail?
Maybe that's like you smash your nail and it like turns purple and it's...
But that's still attached.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's falling off.
It sounds attached. Like this is mostly attached to your body.
Top, so. Why didn't that be attached to the top, right?
Well, it depends.
I mean, this is a nail that's half off, but it's really attached to the fingers. She would have to yank that nail off.
Ouch.
Right, that's exactly it.
It's not comfortable. It bleeds a lot too.
So you chayil little kach in the tziporos v'shetia nikiyem meluchluch. So she's able to be tovah like that as long as it's clean.
Well, she's
going to
bleed. The blood's
going to
dry, and it's
going to
get on.
Well, then she wouldn't go into the mikvah. So she wouldn't go into the mikvah. Yeah, it's all the gusmashin. Then chelak meitzkara beletas luchutz. Anybody know what that shot is? What that somewhere? If a part of the nail is sticking out, what does that mean? Luchutz means chutz.
From the nails?
From the past the skin, I would think, right?
You should
try and cut it as much as she can. But she does not have to remove the nail. She's not required to remove this nail.
Well, what does that mean again?
I think it's like part of the nail is
like an ingrown nail on the side.
I guess, but that it's like hanging out off the body, like long.
If long, then how, why would it be hard to remove it?
No, I get to remove the whole nail. So you know, you should cut it down as much as you can.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I don't know if that's one source of sonegeya. The next halacha is also not sonegeya, but that's what we brought the Mishnah Berurah for. Isha shashal chalita latzipani yadei b'erev Shabbos. She forgot. She's going to the mikvah Friday night, and she forgot to cut her nails. So now, what do you do?
You don't need it. You said it's only anyway.
Right. So you don't need it. Mei kanadin to cut the nails. So is she mechuyev to push off the mikvah for this?
No.
Well, what? So what are the options? What's the best
soften
way?
Soften her nails. What's the nails
no. She can't have water.
Put in water
on Shabbos.
Yeah, soak her hands.
What does soften the nails do for you?
So then you can clean it better. Maybe you have to clean it a little better.
With the fungus.
The fungus is to soften up the fungus.
So you can soften, scrape all the dirt from underneath.
The nail,
soft.
Actually gets soft.
Everything gets soft.
Yeah, sure it does.
A nail gets soft?
Yeah, sure.
Nail gets
soft.
Let's do a
okay, so she forgot to cut her nails. The chalz filah of Shabbos, and her filo fell out on Shabbos. Now, what's wrong with cutting nails on Shabbos? Which
malachim? Which seven
goes under which category?
I forgot.
Eleven. Eleven. No.
You don't need the
No, you're just smart. You look down and you look at the footnote in it. Gozes. Shearing.
That's right.
Huh?
Try to.
You're right. When you go through all Lama Test Malachas, you finally hit Gozes.
Nah, it's okay. Figure that out.
Yeah. Because it's guidance, right? So the chatchila timer lenachris. So the chatchila dikadin is to tell a guy shatita sifrana aviyada. She should cut the nail, but the guy should do it with her hands.
Really?
Not with a nail cover. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah. This is Mishnah Berurah.
Really? You have to go knock on a guy's door.
Yeah, go find a Shabbos guy to
use your hands.
You would come to the house.
Did they bite your nails?
Hold on. If a woman came and asked you to
sign,
you would say knock on your neighbor's door and ask them to rip your nails off?
Let me tell you something. Do we pick and choose when we do our
lives? No, I'm asking the Maestro.
They didn't think we were crazy now.
No, I'm saying the Maestro, you'd really tell someone?
Let's look at Mishnah Berurah. You know what? Mishnah Berurah is our Bible. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah.
That's a Bible.
That's a quote.
Yeah. You two guys share one Mishnah Berurah.
I'll share you. I'm getting more numerous.
Where are we looking?
Why do you bother?
In Shin Dan.
Oh,
you guys don't have. There's one more over there, I think. You guys are in the bleacher seats.
But the truth is, I do have.
You do have what, Mr. Gordon, BlackBerry?
I have it in Shulchan Aruch.
How did you get that?
It's not really in Shulchan Aruch.
I want to get that. How did you get that?
It's
called Google.
What?
Seriously, that. I like Mishnah Torah.
Yeah, on the bottom, Mishnah Berurah. What is it? Mishnah Berurah, Sefer Gimel.
Jewish content that orders in
the three lines down, page Kuf Peches in the Mishnah Berurah. The leaning the Tilas, this is obviously this Simon is talking about. You know, let's go to Shulchan Aruch once we're here, yeah? A little Hilchos Shabbos, yeah? Also, lethal Sarah Tiparno. You're not allowed to take hair or fingers off them.
Where did you just go?
I decided to go back to Shulchan Aruch first, I'm sorry. Just to see what we're talking about, yeah? So it's also to take hair or fingernails, bein b'yad, bein b'kli, bein la'atzmai, bein la'acher. Whether it's your own hair or fingernails, or whether it's somebody else's. Echayev ha'shtei saras. Echayev on two hairs. Meaning one knot. Malakid levanes mutay. No, it means chayev. Doesn't mean. Well, so we'll get to that. But chayev means.
It's,
right. It doesn't mean that mutter to do one hair.
Was it at a time or total? At a time or total? At a time or total?
That was Noki.
At a time.
Draw one hair at a time? 20 hairs, but one hair at a time?
No.
I say total.
Not at the same time. I don't think it means at the same time. Malaka levana to tell to take white hair from black hair even with one yachai. The dover zeh afilu bechol also. That's also even during the week. Because you shouldn't be dressed, you shouldn't be like women. Fine, so that's what the issue is. Right?
So what if my wife plucks the white hairs?
That basically means that you are the symbol of your Isha, so it's probably not. She treats you like a red.
Same thing.
What about just like a standard manicure?
What's the difference between clean things? So let's do all the mishmarus if we want to know the vein b'yad back to aleph. Vein b'yad v'uad in v'shinov, and the same thing would be with your teeth. So teeth and hands have the same din. B'negezer v'shamas, right? Vein b'kli. After mechaber hishva yad l'kli, even though it seems like the mechaber is equating the two, yad and kli, hu rak l'isura. That's b'negezer isra. To be cool in your shisur, because with everything it's also side with a hand, side with a kli. How linen chiyuva yeshchilik b'nei, but for the chiyuv there's a difference.
Might we say if you
the biyad potter b'chol gavni, with a hand you potter in all situations. She'ain derech kaziza b'kach b'chol. That's not the derech of being goes as your fingernails. For most people, right? The kli chayv b'chol gavni, and the kli chayv in all situations. The havelay told of the goes. That's a told of goes. Also, shtei saras is only the kli. Would you be chayiv a korban?
Huh? What happens if that is your derech, or go derech people?
I don't know. If that's your derech, always cut with your hands. I think
it's by your fingernails.
I think it's also still be considered. That's not the derech that you cut. Yeah. Shtei saras v'ser echad yesh v'isur deraisa, and one hair is the isur deraisa. Come a kol chati shir. She'll call this room like a chati shir. Chayadim chomulach ha-shavuz levi'inan v'hu shir l'inim israel l'inim chiyuv chatas. The shir is not for the isr, the shir is always for the chiyuv, meaning everything is asr. Just whether you potter from a carbon, that you have to hit the minimum amount. Like carrying also, everything has a shir for what the isr is, to be mechayit. Well, l'inim atil is super naim. Kotev al-Yirav da'filu al-sipar in echot chayiv. Right, not like hair. One fingernail. Fine. The isha she shakalita letzit pranayim erev Shabbos. She forgot to cut her nails on erev Shabbos. The eirat fila sabelel Shabbos. And her fila came on erev Shabbos. Masakim on erev Rom. Shatar malai v'glulim li tol v'yad. She should first thing she should do is tell a guy to take off the fingernail with her hand.
What does masak mean?
From the maskana. The word maskana. Includes, yeah. Why? Davi shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. Right? Because it's a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. What's a shvus de shvus? It's the rabbanim and the rabbanim. What's the rabbanim?
Amir l'hakam.
Right? Is one.
And the yad.
And the yad is what it's called. Huh? It's a shina. Vim e'efshe b'yad. Let's say she can't do b'yad. Murtar al yadai. I feel with the kli, then it's mutter with the guy, even with the kli. So the first thing I do is ask the guy to do my head. If not hand, then a kli.
And back to broiders, as far as they has a woman who's cleaning out the mikvah, and they do that. They have the woman who does the mikvah come.
Yeah. I'm not a kawal. I guess I would forget to cut their nails.
They were very massive with the nails. So it wasn't that they didn't cut the nails, that it wasn't.
Are you
serious?
Yeah. That's okay. They're so massive. Yeah, but on a Friday night to go get a guy.
Right. They had her in there. I mean, it wasn't like
they
weren't looking. She's used to it.
Okay. And if there's no goy, nirashiyesh lusimas b'shasat chak al hanikur shetenaka tachas atziporet. B'shasat chak, you could be simuch on the cleaning of the nails. U'bevat shetayin heiter shelo yeboi shum tinuf. You gotta look very well, as if there should be no dirt there whatsoever. Okay? Which And that's not so simple, because starting on the fingernails is it's not easy to clean out. Right? Fine, look at the gimel. Gimel the shartim. I have here aloha, but if it's funny about the lion, toenails, afilu im yesh in a Yehudi, even if there's a guy, toiv yaisra yidei nikur. Better to do it with neither. Don't get a guy. If she forgot to cut her toenails, better not to get a guy. Better to just clean it out. What are the two stories for that?
Has it covered?
There's
no,
yeah, there's much less. There's much less of
the sandals. Honest.
Huh?
That was in the summertime. People wear sandals, so they potentially would be makbid.
It's awesome.
It's
called sandals.
But yeah, it generally it goes according to the personal.
No, it goes with right women, which...
Right women wear open-toed sandals during the summer.
Like, what do you mean? No, she herself does not bid. No, about
all the women, according to what she feels.
So then she should get a guy.
Yeah.
Meaning, if she normally wears open-toed sandals, mutter usser, so then...
If she's makbid about her toenails, then yeah.
Right. See, a lot of women are makbid.
Why just don't get
it?
Why? What do you mean?
No, one of them.
Why should you? Why, what do you want to do?
Right, so you're talking about, no?
What's the answer?
Plain nails.
Well, that's what you want to go to do it first.
Why would you want to go to do it?
I would want that too.
Well, it's a shvus to shvus. And it's a makom mitzvah. That's with a kli, it's not a shvus to shvus.
I get it.
Nice. What?
She has to sit down like this for you?
The gun.
Don't you think the woman's gonna push off the mitzvah just so she doesn't have the guy touching her finger?
Hold on one second. Let me get something straight.
No, the magic.
Do all these women only go to frum manicure places?
My wife doesn't let them cut their nails. My phone actually doesn't let them.
Doesn't let them
use any scissors on them.
Okay, but the bottom line is all these women are going to Goyim to do their feet and hands, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? What's the big deal?
With scissors.
What?
With the nail.
Put it on gloves.
Really?
What does that mean?
Rip her gloves.
I should start with her teeth.
One thing, what if the print? Is there a chance? This is so good.
You have to take that out anyway.
Listen, you know,
that's another story.
If the guy tears off her nail, there's a chance that the woman's going to start bleeding. Then you're going to go back on an incident.
Not tearing it off, and I go.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
No, why would you? Wait, were you sleeping or playing with your blackbird? You have a guy cut the nails with the
I got a woman on my street.
You get one on the
she brings you a bottle of wine.
If you know, it says no. If you can't, then you clean out the nails and you go to the
mikvah. My wife, she's like, can you shop this guy?
$5.
Okay.
See, not pointing someone in
Karakaway
to cut your nails with
their hands. How do you know? Maybe they have the lady on call.
In real Karakaway? Like on Mott? So definitely could have.
Probably would enjoy that.
The question is, what does it mean that if it's not possible to deal with a guy?
What do you need me to do there?
The question is valid because, let's say the wife, Bashum Hanan Ba'ifin, does not want a guy to do it. Is that called Iyashim?
Yeah, I
have.
What? Yes.
What's the other option? She'll make a knife.
Sifting through her hair.
No, if she says that, it was
like,
Mustafa, I would say it's probably Iyashim.
It's a minnow that goes on her. It's a mitzvah for the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for the minhag. It's just a minhag.
Is that called the e'efsha on the isha?
Yes.
No, but the shlis to shlis applies to a minhag.
What do you mean?
You said the whole thing is a shlis.
Yeah.
But the mitzvah is to go to the mitzvah. It's an extra mitzvah.
First of all, some might hold. We saw that from Rav Yashiv. We didn't see it, but we discussed it from Rav Yashiv. That since anything that's a minhag, that the reason that you cut it off mitzvah the halacha, so it becomes as a chatzitza. She's makbid. What? She's mocked to have those nails not there, right? She's always mocked to go to the mikvah with those nails cut.
Maybe she's always mocked to go to mikvah with her nails cut because that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what we're saying Rabbi Yashiv holds. That's a chatzitza. And that's called that's
even though
called
she
mocked.
Really might not care.
Yes. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to go with that, but Lamaisa, it's not so partial like you're saying, that it's just a minig. It could be that that's called mocked. Okay, listen, you'll hopefully never have this issue.
Have you ever gotten that?
Shabbos.
It's not that common.
Take a look at these
nails. Women don't admit it, dude. They nails them, I think. Or they cut them themselves and say they did it before Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see inside. So Isha Shor Lita Lasipone Yadav Erev Shabbos Lachol Tfilas Kolal Shabbos Lachatila Taimer Lenachras Shatita Lasipone Yadav the Yoda Lachatila should tell the guy to do it with. With her hand. Ve'emi Ashalit Litlam Biyad. If she can't do it with her hand, Yichal Lemon the Nachos Litlam Bikli. It's better to tell the Nachos with a Kli. You masker that Isha. Hope he's not going to do that.
I don't think I would.
Either. With the let's say with the mikvah's nails with it.
Someone else used it, you?
For you. Yeah, ve'im ain't a share is legal as the supernaim al yidei goy. If you can't do it al yidei goy, tinakar tachas a tzipayr, clean it out, clean under the tzipayr. But ta'ayin heitev shalayiya b'hem shum tinuf, and she should look well. There's no dirt under there. Yichol look well kach, and then she could be tovah like that. Okay. Now I don't know to disagree with this and say that she shouldn't ask a goy. In Shulchan Aruch near the day.
And rather push off mikvah? Or
no, rather go. Yeah. And there are those that say to push off mikvah.
Can she just go in mikvah?
Huh?
She doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't want to?
She doesn't want to.
What, she can do run away from the mikvah lady and jump in?
No, she doesn't want to do it.
That's what
I'm saying. I don't know what she's going to do. She doesn't want to do it.
And let's say the mikvah lady says no. You can't go in. I don't know. If she refuses, we already saw that. If she refuses,
yeah.
Then we allow her even to go in with long nails to chatzil during the week. Right? Now we need to say we allow.
It's
a
because if people want
manicures
and not
going to
go to
manicures, but okay. But shasa nigra tizor shalei legarid. She shouldn't scrape the tzipora. She shouldn't scrape the nail itself. Yeah. Him shokalito tziporin ragleh. Huh? If she forgot to cut her feet, her toenails, become makom yichal lismach ala nikur v'nikui hatziponayim v'luzul kach. She can just be tovel like that, right? Who is he bringing that from? Fear Allah. Fine. The only thing is, the way he says it brings it down. She could be simach on it, right? It sounds like she could. She could be simach on it, but in the Tzishar Tzion we saw that she should do that as opposed to getting a gut. It's better than getting a gut. From here you would think maybe she should get a gut. Tzishar Tzion Rashba, Faker, don't get a gut. To the feet. Fine. What about Cholamoyer? Tilas Tzipanai B'Cholamoyer with Tisha Sayyamin. Emiro Tilas B'Cholamoyer, if she Tila Chazan B'Cholamoyer. Which we all know you can't cut your nails, right? We all knew that.
You can bite your nails if you.
You can do it in the regular week way, weekday way. Who had the Shua Shachav Tishrei on the same thing with the Shua Shachav Tishrei?
Which retests the 9 days? No, not all.
No, even for us, the fingernails, the way we pass them. I mean, it's chulukah days, so that you could cut the nails in the 9 days before Shavua Shechava, right? And his next one is a shtickle important. Ketitzas Tzaira. Nashim Ragilas Galeach Hasar Roshim. I guess once we were doing with the Tzanis, then this is really going to open the floodgates, right? Those women that normally they shave their hair.
On the head,
right? You come up and like Gilchu ain't a sar chaytitz. If you did it, the hair is not chaytitz. Afim avaras machetarka legalech. Even if it passed her normal time that she takes to cut the hair.
Why? Yeah, I don't think everyone would agree to this one.
Why?
Chassidim would let them go in. And not
Chassidim are the ones that do this.
What do you mean? I shave the head.
I do it. What do you mean?
Yeah. Do you have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem, but I know that people would have a problem.
Okay. Fine.
Why? It's all.
What?
Why?
There are those that have noyeg not to cut hair but 3 days before the tefillah. Why? Mishum shechashash is shema yisharu shiyorish saris la'achar giluach b'tachatz is a tefillah. Because they're chashid, that's going to be little hairs
part of
left over. Yeah. And that's going to be a chatzitza.
Even after a bath?
To me it sounds like a little far-fetched.
Do they don't shower?
They do. So even so, it stays on. I mean, let's say the hair would be there. What would be the guy's answer?
So this is talking about in regard to shaving the head or hair, regular haircut?
Anything. Anything.
Just going like
this. Just talking about anything.
In the main way,
people who shave every day.
Yeah, it gets all stuck inside.
Because then it's not. There's no longer. And the minimum is that you shouldn't shave on. Yom HaTfilah itself.
There's only hair on the head, though. Hair on the head or
anywhere?
Anyway. I thought they simply shave.
No, I'll shave. I don't think. Vim Yeshla Minig Listab Rekoydim HaTfilah. She has a Minig.
They do shave.
Who?
Women. That's
why they shave the hair.
For the mitzvah, they shave the hair for the mitzvah.
Chassidim.
I'm not talking about Chassidim. I'm saying in general. Women shaving her legs, for example. Doesn't she specifically shave her legs before the mikvah?
Yeah, but you should do it the day before. She should do it the day before. That's a minute. Yeah? If you have a minute, we'll start recording the tefillah. A shakal will start her again and tefillah. Let's say she forgot. And the tzricha litchot tefillah from shulka. She doesn't have to push it off for that reason. But if she'll start with yom tefillah, she could take the haircut on the yom tefillah. But these are ma'oid shlo yisharo shiyari shiris al gufa. So she should be careful, make sure there's nothing left over.
That's right. The issue that something's going to stick to her body and then that piece
right.
will be able to.
The issue is a little bit of stick to the body. Yeah, that's the issue. Although, let's say it does, what would you say?
I don't know, I'm under eyebrow.
What am I saying? Based on the knowledge that you have from the last few weeks,
fine.
It won't be a tzitzit. So what's the goal?
It happens all the time, so people aren't really so makbid on it. A hair is not like a foreign body.
Right. I spoke to a rabbi once who the lady on the way out of mikvah said she saw an eyelash on her arm or something. So they called, what should she do? So what's the din?
Make a wish, no?
Go again.
Well, what's the din, though?
It's fine,
right? But you said go again anyways, because why she need the nerves? It's because she was still there. Right? She can get home. Okay. Either yeah or no.
Tomorrow night again, we have our spot back.
Tomorrow night we have a wedding.
I don't have a wedding.
You don't have a spot?
What?